So recently, we popped down to Hurstfield Green because there's something very important happening here. I'm going to do a name check first for the two gentlemen standing next to me. What's your name?
My name's John Weston. I'm one of the directors of Green in the Corner Community Interest Company here.
And your name, sir?
I'm Steve Carter. I'm the local councillor and also a director of the Green in the Corner Public Interest Company.
Right, so what's going on? What's happening in Hurstfield Green and the Community Connected scheme?
Okay, so if I can start. What we've got is we've built a new community hub after the previous community centre was knocked down and is going to be sold on for housing. And our hub consists of a library, which we saved from it being closed by Cheshire East, and a cafe, and the two units are next to each other on Hurstfield Green, and we're working to try and end all sorts of issues surrounding social isolation, for instance, wanting to bring the community together, to be united, and with lots and lots of different activities within the cafe and the library.
The community centre, I mean, was it like a function room? Where people could hire the function room for family occasions and whatnot.
The old community centre certainly was, and the new community hub is as well. So you can hire the room, the cafe. You can hire the library as well. But it was a very old building. It was running down. People struggled to get volunteers to work there, and it was closed quite some time ago. And the idea for this hub was born sort of 4 or 5 years ago, and lots of hard work has been put in by various people, including John here. One of the nice things about working with John is, you know, we sit on both sides in different parties, political parties, and yet we can work together on something which is important to the community without the usual political name calling and infighting. In fact, it's been an absolute pleasure to work with John.
John, if I can bring you in here, with the thing that's going on here at the weekend that we attended, there's going to be some people in the community going, "Oh, we can't be bothered. It doesn't matter. You know, let's just move on." What do you say to that?
I understand that, and I think volunteering is so much a key part of what we're doing here. We have a great group of people who come and serve in the cafe, open up the library, make sure the events are running and on time, and make the rooms available for art groups and all these sorts of things that are going on here in this great community asset. It's good to see people working together in that way.
So who are the big players that have helped you put this together then?
Well, we're delighted really that we've had a lot of support from Peaks and Plains. The buildings themselves have been rebuilt by Peaks and Plains. They're one of the foremost housing associations in the Northwest now. And of course, Cheshire East have come forward with money from the Connected Communities, which means we can now employ a part-time manager for the centre.
We've also been very fortunate to have had local businesses supporting us. Howdens, for example, donated a kitchen for us to put in the library, and we've had local builders who've done work on the place. So everybody's come together on this great project.
In the cafe here on the Hurstfield Green, what do you do here, Rob?
Well, just recently I've started volunteering in the cafe, and just came in out of interest, and I'm hoping to maybe show my food skills maybe, and so I've been to college and that, and I'd like to maybe, we've talked about trying out making pizzas, homemade pizzas, and maybe like different things, like, you know, different.
So you got a passion for ideas, cooking then, haven't you, for food prep then, haven't you?
Yeah, I'd enjoy it, yeah.
Fantastic. So what are your big plans then in the future?
In my future? I don't know yet, but I'm undecided really. Yeah.
Okay, what do you reckon about the new cafe anyway?
So it's really good because, I mean, I came in as sort of somebody who maybe a bit down, and I came in and I saw other people that were maybe a bit down and a bit, you know, sort of like secluded, and I think it's really going to help people out to sort of make a step out of, you know, maybe feeling rubbish, you know, I don't know.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for your time.
Yes, thank you.
I've just heard a fantastic story today. I'm going to let John explain the story.
Well, when we launched the community cafe here at Hurstfield Green, we realised that we needed more volunteers. So a friend of mine and I, we went out knocking on doors around Herdsfield to ask people whether they'd be willing to volunteer. And we knocked on Dave's door, and he'd experience in catering, was just between jobs at the time, and said he would volunteer. So, and now, pretty well, him and Wendy are pretty well running the cafe for us, volunteering for us. So it's a great story. And I think I could say, Dave, your confidence has just increased, hasn't it, over the last few months?
How do you feel about it, Dave, that John here would have just knocked on your door and now you're kind of, you and your mum are just running the cafe here?
I wouldn't have been here today, like, for John being knocking on my door. I'd be, like, looking. I'd be still struggling. Now I'm getting more confidence, like John said. Now meeting new friends, new colleagues every day.
And that's what it is about, actually. It's not just the people living round about, but people working with us in the cafe. It's important, you know. People have got a purpose and things to do in life. And Andy's a great cook.
So I believe if pizzas are to die for, I've been told.
Very good, very good, yeah. Worthwhile coming down just to have a pizza here at the Green in the Corner Cafe. Open 12 till 2, every day, Monday to Saturday.
Okay, so what's your name?
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm from the New Leaf team at Cheshire Without Abuse.
What are you doing here today on the grand opening of the new community area, community hub on Herdsfield Green?
Okay, so New Leaf is a project that offers support and mentoring to anyone who's currently out of work. You can get up to 6 months of personalised mentoring and support. You can get, it's really, really varied. So you can get benefits advice, housing advice, volunteering opportunities, mental health support. There's a little budget for everyone who goes on to the New Leaf project. It's really about overcoming barriers and improving your circumstances so that you can move forward with your life.
If people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can ring our office number 01270 250 390 and ask for the New Leaf team.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name's Zoe.
And what are you doing here today on the grand opening?
I'm here to represent a group called OWLS, which is a group for people who are living with dementia. It's a cognitive stimulation therapy group that we're opening, hopefully, all over Macclesfield. We're starting off at St John's on the Western Estate.
I can't even say it. Say that again. What?
Cognitive stimulation therapy.
So what is that then?
CST is a course, a formatted course for 14 weeks of group therapy for people who have mild to moderate dementia, working on a theme each week, and it involves puzzles, games, music, reminiscence, sensory stimulation, and it's done at the same time, the same place, along a theme. And it's at least as effective as any drug on the market for slowing the progression of dementia, helping people be included in society, giving them confidence and choice and dignity.
Well, dementia touches a lot of people. It doesn't have to be a direct relative. It might be a friend of a direct relative.
Absolutely, kind of absolutely.
So how can people get in touch with you then? If this has rang any bells with them and they go, I need to get in touch with OWLS?
Well, we have an email address, which is owls.cst@gmail.com. And we have a telephone number, which is 07845 701 735. And if yourself or a member of your family or someone you know, a best friend or a neighbour, has dementia or they've just had a diagnosis of dementia, please give us a ring and we will come and talk to you about what we might be able to do to help you slow down progression and put your mind at rest.
Our old friends at Mac College are down here on the grand opening today. What's your name?
My name's Steph.
And what do you do at Mac College?
I work in the adult education department.
So why are you here today at this community opening event?
Because at the college we're really keen on expanding our community provision at the moment. So we're working quite closely with a lot of companies in the area to try and see what we can put on offer to the community to try and help people get back into work, develop the current skills.
So if it's not age limited though, is it? Because people will go college and past that age now. Does it matter, does it?
No, not at all, no. At the moment, in the adult education department with my manager, we're focusing on adults of all ages, getting them back into work, developing current skills, just anything really.
So the grand opening today here at the Herdsfield Green Community Hub, and I'm talking to two guys, you'll know the name, AstraZeneca. How are you, chaps? How are you?
Very good.
Let's have a name check then.
It's Andrew and Paul.
Okay, so what are you doing here today with this grand opening day today?
As a local business, we wanted to support the community. Paul works with the community centre and the vicar, James.
Yes.
Yeah, so we just want to support it and be part of today, really.
Fantastic. Now, you're celebrating something recently, aren't you? Is it 50 years or 51 years?
Yeah, 51 years now that AstraZeneca's been at Macclesfield. So it opened in 1966. And, we do quite a lot for the local community and obviously bring a lot of wealth to the local economy.
I bet that you've seen, AstraZeneca has seen a lot of changes in Macclesfield itself, hasn't it, over the years?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic. So what else have you brought with? I noticed you've got sweets with you. So
yours.
Sorry?
The lures to drag the people in.
Because I'm going to have one of your sweets anyway.
Yeah.
But chaps, thank you for supporting this today. Okay, so now I'm talking to a very religious man, actually. How are you, sir? You all right?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
So what's your name?
My name's James Gibson, and I'm the vicar of Holy Trinity Church.
So, but you've got a very important job here, haven't you, on this opening day?
Yeah, so today what we're doing is we're launching the Neighbourhood Partnership. And the Neighbourhood Partnership is linked with the cafe here on the Green. And we support it and we try and promote community activities just like this.
This is a fantastic day today, and the weather's on our side as well. We're going to be here till 4 o'clock. So if there are some people sitting at home and they're saying, I'm not really bothered, it doesn't matter, what do you say to those people?
I say, turn the TV off, come outside, come and join us. The barbecue's nearly ready, come and get something to eat, come and jump on the bouncy castle, that's all free. Come and have a look at some of the things that go on, and of course, go and get a cup of tea in the cafe, and find out what it's all about. Come and join us, we're having a good time.
This needs to happen in many more communities, doesn't it? In my opinion, probably in your opinion
as well. Yeah, so this is all set up through Cheshire East, and each of the different areas of Macclesfield have got neighbourhood partnerships. So each of those partnerships is trying to promote some of this community and being together, spending time with each other, getting to know each other and helping each other out. So hopefully we can do more of this in the future.
There's too much isolation in our communities, isn't there?
Yeah, so it's one of the biggest problems we find. But part of our problem as a neighbourhood partnership is many people are isolated, are listening to the radio, but they're not coming out. And so we'd really encourage you, come out, we're friendly, you don't have to pay anything, we're not going to bite your heads off, just come and join us and have some fun.
Okay, so on the grand opening today, I'm talking to Councillor Janet Clowes. Clowes, is that right, or Clowes?
Clowes.
Clowes, I did that wrong, sorry about that.
Don't worry, I don't mind.
So, you're the lady, I believe, that's put all this single-handedly together, and in the other areas of Cheshire as well. So, how is it?
Well, I'm certainly the portfolio holder for communities, and it would be quite wrong to say I've done it all single-handedly. We've got a fantastic communities team that are helping to put these centres together, and there are going to be 30 of them in total over the whole of the borough, and that includes several in Macclesfield. And the whole point of them is that they are designed with and by and for the communities that they're going to serve. So each of these connected community centres will be slightly different because, of course, every community has slightly different needs. And in terms of meeting those needs, who better than to actually identify that than the people who are going to be using it?
So how come you've decided to do this now, this time, instead of doing it a while back?
This strategy actually came forward and was approved by Cabinet almost a year ago now. And what we identified was that as we move into a period where we perhaps don't have as much money as we used to have, we want to make sure that our resources are being used in the best possible way. And what people were telling us, literally out in the communities, was actually there's lots of lovely things going on in Cheshire East, but they're not really quite right. They don't quite fit us. And so rather than the council telling people what they were going to offer communities, we said to the communities, well, we have this pot of money, what would you like us
to help you provide, and how much would you like to be involved in that process? So this has been very much a co-production of community centres, and it's working so well. This is clearly the way forward.
So with the ones that you've already done so far, how are they operating now? How are they going down?
Excuse me. The first ones were opened probably about 6 to 7 months ago, in Knutsford, in Crewe. We've even got a rural one down in Audlem. And it's actually beginning to show us that where you actually give support and you actually encourage those things that are already operating in communities, it seems to build its own momentum. So certainly in Crewe, when people saw what was happening and how well it was working, they were saying, well, actually, can we do that too? So again, in Crewe, we've got 4 or 5 connected community centres either up and running now or in the pipeline. Here in Macclesfield, we've got 3 with another 2 to come online, and we're now moving into Congleton as well. So it is very much about something that seems to have picked up pace as we move forward, and the ideas that are coming forward from the local community are absolutely amazing, really innovative, and there is a variety there that, as a council, if you like, doing that top-down approach, we simply, A, wouldn't have even thought of, and B, wouldn't have been able to do nearly as well as the communities do it themselves.
Well, from us at Silk FM, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
So we love this.
Yeah, so fantastic. Do we.
David Rutley, I'm not going to grill you. Right, you do a lot of these interviews. Just a few words about today and the other ones that have been opened.
No, it is tremendous. I'm really pleased that Cheshire East Council are working in a community-led approach here, bringing so many different organisations together. Herdsfield Estate has got a lot of good community groups, the church, for example, and the team that are behind the local cafe. And this brings them together and then brings some of the resources of the council together and the church and comes up with a response that's tailor-made for the community. So I think it's fantastic. We've just got to build on this. We've got a really good similar approach taking place up on the Upton Estate and on the Moss Rose Estate. More to follow. So thanks to Cheshire East Council, but also thanks to the community groups that have taken part and really rolled their sleeves up to make this possible.
Put you on the spot now, David. When all these are done and dusted and they're all open and operational, what's the next step? What happens next?
Well, we have to engage more with the communities. When you look at Macclesfield, and I'm very lucky to be able to look at it across the board, I see so many different charities working, but they don't always work together on certain issues. And I think what we can do now, thanks to the work that Janet and her team are doing, is to say, right, we've got these hubs, we know that there are needs here, and then we can start thinking about whether we bring in other charities to help with a particular need, or whether there are particular council services that need to be brought in more, or whether we need to think of a completely new direction for a particular community. So you just got to be on it. We've already had lots of good community work in Herdsfield. This is a chance to move it to a higher level, and then hopefully over time we've got good local councillor, we've got council very focused on it, we can take it to an even higher level.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.